I'm going to quickly review what we've had till now so we can start today and understand where we are. Rabbi Shmuel, we'll start with Rabbi Shmuel. Again, there's two sets of psukim, Kain Gadol, Nazir. Rabbi Shmuel starts with Kain Gadol. It says in the Pasuk, Al-Kol Nafshei Meis Lo Yavoi. Now, Rabbi Shmuel does not differentiate between Nafshei and Meis, because to him, Nefesh can be Behema. So therefore, he needs Nafshei Meis to say, no relatives. For Rechaikim, he doesn't need a Pasuk for Kain Gadol, because a Kain Gadol is a Kain Hedget. And since a Kain Gadol is a Kain Hedget, he can't do Tumah to non-relatives. So when the Torah said, Al-Kol Nafshei Meis Lo Yavoi, so what did the Torah mean? The Torah meant that he can't be metamed to relatives, both from Navshis and Mace. One drasha from the two words. According to Mishmol, you cannot split them up. Navshis would not mean a relative. Navshis would mean even animals. So therefore, he needs Navshis Mace. So what is La'aviv L'imay La'yitama? The Pasuk specifies two relatives unnecessarily because it said no relatives. No relatives means no relatives. From Al-Kol Navshis Mace La'yavai. He doesn't need it. For distance, so I'll call Navshis Meis Lo Yavoi means relatives. La'aviv, to tell me a Meis Mitzvah is okay. La'imai, open for, available for Gzeirah Shavah. That is what Rabbi Shmuel learns, the Pesukim by Kayin Gadol. And now, what does he learn from the Gzeirah Shavah? That just like by Nazir, it says, Le'yitam alem b'maysam, only death, but nega and zivus is permitted, right? So by Kain Gadol also, he can be metama to a mitzayra and to a zav.
That's
the Zer Shav
of Imo, right?
That's the Zer Shav of Imo, the only Zer in town today.
Does it all refer to Kain Gadol? No.
Again, we haven't talked about Nazir at all. So far, I've told you what you do with Sukkim of Kain Gadol. Now, Imai is derived, the Kaiser Shavah derives Kain Gadol from Nazir, but I have not dealt with any Pasuk of Nazir.
They're both on both sides?
Can we do one at a time? We're only talking about Kain Gadol. See, to make it Cholent is wonderful, but it's only if you can afterwards separate the Cholent. This way, I'm trying to keep it organized, so it shouldn't become a Cholent before everybody gets confused. We're talking only Kain Gadol. I don't want to hear the word Nazir.
I didn't say Nazir.
Is it Mufna? On one side. I'm only talking Kain Gadol. Kain Gadol can't be...
So that means that's the Mufna. I just want to know, but that's
I just said. Kain Gadol, I'm not even mentioning Nazir. I did, but I had to because it's there. Yeah. From Nazir, that's all I said. I didn't talk about the Psukim by Nazir. Let me do it well. Please let me do it organized so I can have people less confused. Now, the Psukim by Nazir. By Nazir, it doesn't say relatives or non-relatives beforehand. So we're entering with a clean slate, as opposed to Kayan Gadol, that we knew non-relatives because he's a Kayan. So we didn't need a Pasuk for non-relatives. So everything started with relatives. So by Nazir, it says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi. Then it says, La'aviv L'Imai La'achiv La'achaysai Lo Yitam Alem B'maysam. That's what it says. So now, so Rabbi Shmuel learns, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi tells me that non-relatives can't be metame. Only non-relatives. We wouldn't know any relatives from that pasuk.
Strangers for sure.
Well, strangers are non-relatives in my mind. You're going to have to not interrupt me because everybody's getting confused from you making the challenge.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi by Nazir is talking about non-relatives, because we don't know that. As opposed to Kain Gadol, we knew that before we entered the Parsha. By Nazir, we know nothing. So therefore, I'll never make for Yahweh to tell me non-relatives. Well, Aviv is to tell me relatives. Well, Achiv, I'm skipping the Imai, is to tell me Gzeir Shava. I'm sorry. Well, Achiv is to tell me Mech Mitzvah. La'imai is to tell me Gzeirah Shavah. So the three of so far, La'aviv is to tell me relatives. No drasha from La'aviv, just to tell me that a Nazir came in metamah to relatives. Aviv is the prime relative. If he came in metamah to La'aviv, according to Mishmo, he came in metamah to any relative. La'achiv is to tell me, but a Meis Mitzvah he can. La'imai is to tell me Zayre Shava. La'choisai is a different case of the guy walking on the street and finds and saying that it's not a gay ass. I mean, not a gay tumma, it's that he can't be metamein and lose carbon pesach for a relative, but he can be metamein for a base mitzvah. That's la'choisai. So that we have it. So again, Kohen Gadol by itself taught me Meis Mitzvah. Nazir by itself taught me Meis Mitzvah. Every pasuk has its own. And there's a Gzeira Shavah in between them. And the only thing we use for the Gzeira Shavah is to pass on the halacha that Kohen Gadol can be metameh to a Mitzvah and a Zav like a Nazir can. And by Nazir it says, but my son that taught me that. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns all the psukim. They're all taken care of. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know if a guy's a Kohen Gadol and an Azir? He doesn't have a pasuk for that. And so he holds, if a Kohen Gadol can and an Azir can, there's no reason that the combination would make a difference. And how does Rabbi Shmuel know? Why would I think that Karban Pesach is different, that I need a pasuk b'chaysai, that he can't be metame, that I would have thought that he could be, that he, I'm sorry, that I would have thought that he can't be metame tamei mitzvah, I need a drasha that he can? The answer is because that's chorus. Chorus might have outweighed meis mitzvah, so I need a pasuk to tell me chorus not. So I've just covered Rabbi Shmuel, every pasuk, and all the words in the pasuk, yes, doctor. Only Rabbi Shmuel.
Only you. It's a statement you made.
Zayre Shava
is limited. Now,
I didn't say it's limited. I said that's what we're using it for.
So it is basically an accidental property that there's only one thing for it to deal with. But
exactly. That's exactly what I meant. Again, I thought I said we're using the Zayre Shava for that. I didn't say it's limited to that. Okay. Now,
I'm confused on what Shmuel is using. I'll call the question. So that was
related. Yeah, because again. Kohen Gadol, we know non-relatives before we walk in. He's a Kohen. A Kohen can't be metamet to non-relatives. I don't need a pasuk for non-relatives. So I don't need a pasuk for non-relatives. Okay. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. Now let's go to Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Shmuel. We covered everything. Now we go to Rabbi Akiva, but unlike Rabbi Shmuel, where we started with Kohen Gadol, with Rabbi Akiva we're going to start with Nazir. He learns, I'll call Nefesh Meis Layavoy. I'll Nefesh Meis Layavoy. He doesn't say the word called there. I'll Nefesh Meis Layavoy. Nefesh teaches me non-relatives, and Meis teaches me relatives. Because he does not agree that Nefesh would mean animals. Therefore, Nefesh teaches me non-relatives, Meis teaches me relatives. So now, why did the Torah mention four relatives? Comes along Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and he says, well, other than Imai together, teach me Meis Mitzvah, not Meis Mitzvah. I need two psukim to exclude Meis Mitzvah. Two words in the pasuk to exclude Meis Mitzvah. Because other than it meant, maybe only the paternal relatives he can't, because they're not 100% sure, but Imai, which is 100% sure, might be different. Maybe by the Torah writing love, if it say Imai is an exception, you could be Matama to Imai. And if it would only say Imai, I would have said that's because it's not the main genetic hereditary halacha. Aviv is more Yerusha and all those things, maybe Aviv, yes. So by writing love of Imai, it excludes all relatives, but it didn't have to write either of the two. It could have just left it on that Nefesh Meis. The answer is, I wanted to exclude Meis Mitzvah, so I had to write one, and by writing one, I had to write two. So therefore, Aviv and Imai together exclude Meis Mitzvah. But I need both, which is not like Rabbi Shmuel, who did not consider any difference between Aviv and Imai. L'Achiv is coming, a person who is a Kohen Gadol and an Azir.
Then
he can be metamet to Meis Mitzvah, nothing else.
Nothing to do with
Pesach and
Korban. No, that's
the problem.
Oh, Korban
Gadol is. Well, Achim is for the Kohen Gadol and
Nazir. Right. And
Achim is for Pesach.
Right.
Now let's go to Kohen Gadol. Now we have a problem by Kohen Gadol. Because by Kohen Gadol it says, I'm not just Mesli Avai, and it says, La'aviv le'imai. Right? So how can I have le'imai available for Xeri Shava? Right? How can I have le'imai available for Xeri Shava if I need La'aviv le'imai to exclude Mes Mitzvah? So it's not available.
By
Kohen Gadol. The answer is that once you tell me a Kohen Gadol does a Kimimitama to Mes Mitzvah, I know a Kohen Gadol can be Mitama to Mes Mitzvah. Because if two can do it, one for sure can do it. So La'achim, by teaching me Nazir Kohen Gadol, is also teaching me Kohen Gadol.
That was by Nazir.
Again, Nazir Kohen Gadol is both. It's written by Nazir, but it says Kohen Gadol.
Story the case.
Well, that's the story. He's a Kohen Gadol Nazir.
That's the story, but
again, if a Nazir Kohen Gadol can be Metamah to Mes Mitzvah, doesn't that automatically tell me that a Kohen Gadol by himself can be Metamah to Mes Mitzvah?
What's the Makor to that?
Achiv.
The Achiv by
Nazir.
Yeah, how do you know
Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Cohn, I hate to break the news to you. What does Achiv by Nazir teach me?
Kohen Gadol and Nazir together.
Can be Metamah to Mes Mitzvah.
Right.
So does that mean a Kohen Gadol can't by himself? Forget everything else. Is included in that part thing that a Kohen Gadol can be Metamah to Mes Mitzvah?
That's very nice, but...
It is very nice.
Once you know that from Nazir.
Yes, it's a Nazir Kohen Gadol. I'm not knowing it from Nazir. It's written by Nazir, but it includes Kohen Gadol.
What's the Makor to that? Meaning,
Achiv.
The Achiv by Nazir.
He's a Kohen Gadol for crying out loud.
But how did you can't say this pasuk is telling me Kohen Gadol and Nazir together, you know why you can't?
Why not?
Please don't let me just try to say it.
I know exactly what you want to say, and it makes absolute sense.
You need a Makor to that.
I have a Makor. What is Achim for? What is the Torah write Achim for?
By Nazir?
I don't care where it wrote it. It wrote it by, you know where it wrote it? It wrote it in the middle of the Zaytan Bracha. I don't care where it wrote it. Why did the Torah write the word Achim? What is Achim different? Let me handle this. Why is Achim? What did the Torah write Achim for?
For Nazir.
No, it didn't. For Nazir, I don't need Achim. I already learned Nazir from Abba Ben Imai. Why did the Torah write Achim? It's an extra word. Forget it's not written by Nazir. It's written in Middle Azinu. I don't care where it's written. There's an extra word called Achim. Why did the Torah write it? It's a source. This is a Makar. Okay. And Lachaisai is the Karban Pesach. Now, where is the Gzeri Shava now? What is available for Gzeri Shava? Right. That's going to be the issue that we're going to be dealing with in today's Rush. Because Imai by Nazir, according to Mishpativa, is necessary to tell me Meis Mitzvah. Other than Imai by Kohen Gadol are extra. But that's only because I can learn that from Kohen Gadol Nazir, so I automatically learn Kohen Gadol. So other than Imai by Kohen Gadol are not necessary. So what are they written for? There is other. But for that, it could just write Imai. Why did it write other? So that's what the Rush is going to address today. According to Makiva, I know Kohen Gadol from Achiv. So by Kohen Gadol, I don't need any psukim. I don't need Aviv, I don't need Imai. I don't need either of the two. So I need one from Zeresh Ava. So why do I both? What does Aviv by Kohen Gadol teach me? Not Mes Mitzvah, I know that from Achiv by Nazir. I need one from Zeresh Ava, Imai. Make it available from Zeresh Ava.
That's the question.
I'm the Makiva. By Kohen Gadol, why did the Torah write La'aviv le'imai?
La'aviv
One minute. Write nothing. Write Akol Nafshus Meis Le'Avai. Why did the Torah write La'avim Le'imoy by Kohen Gadol?
I would say because you just could have said my father might be different.
Why? The Torah says Akol Nafshus Meis. What does the word Kol mean?
By Kohen
Gadol. So one is used for the Xeris Shava. Makes it available on one side. But what's the other one for? That's why we're going to learn today's Rush. I started it yesterday. And I stopped the middle because I thought it would take much too long. Let's do the Rush.
Can we find the Rush first?
Yeah, we can always find the Rush. The Rush is starts keeping the Chsiv Nebishbechaisim Leveis Avaisam. This is the Gemara that says you might think a father is a closer relative than a mom as far as Tumah is concerned. Mem Tes Amid Aleph.
Sefza.
Soita.
What's
the Gemara? Keep the Sivan of Mishmachaisim Leveis Avaisam. Zag Dirach. But the Chidim in name of Perik Yeshnoichlin. That the father's family is called family for Yerusha purposes. Now, I have inserted here that you don't, Dr. Harris. Mishpacha, same, ain't a Kruya Mishpacha. Same thing. Havamina, I would think, the Le'imai Asa Lemuteav, who crave him today. Writing just Le'imai would have said to a mom he can't be Metame, but to a paternal relative he can, she Atame Lehem. It said Akol Nafshus Meis, Al Nefesh Meis, and Rabbi Kiva said Meis meant relatives. Well, Meis, Elu Akrevim, have a Mekmina Mekreveim. I would have said that's only maternal relatives. Abahash, sorry, because the Torah wrote Imai. By writing Imai, it's saying Aviv death. A relative could, a Nazir could be Metamet to Aviv. That would have been the Havamina. Abahash, the Siv Tavayu, skip Akol Nafshus Meis, period. Now it says both. Now.
Are you asking us to skip Akol Nafshus Meis?
What?
Is the Gemara indicate, the Rush indicates that, or?
Where?
Where you said skip.
I didn't say skip anything. Meis, Elu Akraven. Nafshus Meis. Meis means the Pasuk of Nafshus Meis. Which Rabbi Kiva said, Nafshus is Rechaikim and Meis is Kraven. Meis, Elu Akraven. I would have said it meant only maternal. It says both. Now, let's go back. Now the Rush goes back to Kohen Gadol for a second. So my Kol Nafshus Meis to Kohen Gadol. From the word Kol Nafshus Meis of Kohen Gadol. Umi Nefesh Meis the Nazir. And from Nefesh Meis of Nazir. Shemin and Kol Kreidim. It could have left the Aviv and Le'imai out. It couldn't say one of the two, but it could have left both of them out. Both by Nazir and by Kohen Gadol. It says Nefesh Meis, which means all relatives. It says Akol Nafshus Meis by Kohen Gadol, which means all relatives. So why did the Torah mention any relative? Now, if it mentions one, it has to mention both, right? Because one would have excluded the other. So Shemina and Kol Kray, right? So Kol Kray. So Le'imai de Kohen Gadol, Chutzuk Lichtov L'Xeri Shava. I need Le'imai by Kohen Gadol to make it available for Xeri Shava. Mekimen de Chutzuk Lichtov Le'imai, Chutzuk Lichtov L'Avith. I need, once it, I have that, you probably don't have those words, the sheet to put them in. Once it says Le'imai, it has to write Avith. Because if it would only say Imai, I would exclude Avith. That's what Mekimen Svara. Once you mention one, you have to mention the other. Right. So now, because he holds one is more related than the other. That's Rabbi Kiva Svara. Therefore, right, the Midrash Minei, the Matamah Lameis Mitzvah. So La'aviv and La'imah, you're both extra, but I need one for Xeris Shabbos. I put one in. When I put one in, I have to put both in. Because if I don't have, if I had neither, I'd be better off. But once I need one, I need both. The right time in my oven, the Yitzchak Nami Lemichtav Le'imai. to have to write both. The loy tamim of him matina nimai. So by nazir, it's not available. Because by nazir, I only know meis mitzvah because of the combination of avim and nimai. By kohen gadol, it didn't have to write either. By nazir, it had to write at least one. I have to exclude meis mitzvah. Because by nazir, right, I would have not excluded meis mitzvah. Right, I'm sorry. By nazir, I need one to exclude meis mitzvah. Right. By kohen gadol, I don't need one to exclude meis mitzvah, because once I have achiv by nazir, that taught me kohen gadol. So by kohen gadol, it could have written none, and by nazir, it had to write both. So by kohen gadol, I have one pasuk available, avi v'nimai, and by nazir, I have nothing available. So how do I make the gzeira shava? How do I make the gzeira shava? Kohen gadol, they're available. So I didn't need a pasuk for kohen gadol to exclude meis mitzvah. I learned that from the achiv of nazir. So avi v'nimai by kohen gadol are extra. Couldn't say one of the two, but both are extra. Could have said nothing. So that teaches me gzeira shava. Imai. And Aviv is there, so you shouldn't make a mistake in how you learn Imai. Right. So now, I have only available on one side, I don't have availability by Nazir. Because Imai is not extra by Nazir. I need Aviv and Imai to teach me Meis Mitzvah, because they do it together. Again, the aside here is that by Kohen Gadol, I don't need a pasuk for Meis Mitzvah. It could have just not called Nafesh Meis Loyavai, and I would have known Meis Mitzvah is different from the Achiv of Nazir. So why did the Torah write Aviv and Imai? To make it available for Gzeira Shava. Why do I need both for Gzeira Shava? Because if it would write one, I would say the other one not. So it has to write both. It's a package deal. But they're both extra. So it's available for Gzeira Shava. Nazir is not available. You don't have to have it available on both sides. If Zeri Shava is available on one side, is also top level Zeri Shava.
Where's Rabbi
Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel wanted it available on both sides. Inami, Kivin the Gali Krag Abi Kain Gadol the Aviv and Imai Shkulim Heim, who are the Gabi Nazir. Once the Torah wrote Aviv and Imai by Kain Gadol, and they're both extra. But the reason I have to write both is that you shouldn't think one is Mamai the other. So Kohen Gadol can teach us that. So now by Nazir, I don't need other Vimai. Now by Nazir, I could have just said one. I would not have made the mistake, only that one. I would have said by Kohen Gadol, it says both. So we hear also one means both. So therefore, so the Rush now throws in a new curveball. Dr. Rush, why did he write Aviv Imai by Kohen Gadol? Could have written nothing. To teach us Zeri Shava. Why did the Torah write two words for Zeri Shava? Because had it written one, I would have thought the other is different. So the Torah wrote both to tell me they're equal. So the Torah taught me equality. Woman's rights. Man and woman are equal. Father and mother are equal. So once the Torah taught us this by Kohen Gadol, I get to Nazir, I don't need two psukim anymore. Why did I need two psukim? Because Aviv might have excluded Imai, Imai might have excluded Aviv. By Shabbat, by Kohen Gadol, it doesn't work that way. So that opens Imai by Nazir for an Gzeira Shava.
Is that equality considered
Mufna?
Are we still saying it's Mufna?
It's where, by Kohen Gadol?
Yeah, by Kohen Gadol.
It's Mufna because you didn't have to write either. The Torah doesn't have to write equality.
Don't write anything.
What do you mean? That no Meis Mitzvah? Where? By Nazir? By where? That Meis Mitzvah is okay. That a Kohen Gadol can be Madame the Meis Mitzvah. He doesn't learn what Achiv is going to Kohen Gadol and Nazir. So he needs a limud by Kohen Gadol.
It's
Mufna.
It's all Meis Mitzvah, not just Avimo. Any Meis Mitzvah.
Then he can be Matamitu, correct. Yes, Doctor.
So I see sort of a logical problem here. The reason the other and the O, they're together is reflexively defined.
I did not hear a word you said.
Okay, well, probably someone was listening to that logically, there's a problem, or it seems to me there's a problem, that you, Aviv and Emo are there to reflexively define each other.
Equality.
No, you know, this one, I would, you know, if it's just an Aviv, I'd say...
Yeah, what's the question?
So, yeah, I'm just, that was a statement. The question is, this would also be known by the Torah. And so unless you're saying the Torah is being written in order to rule out a possible future misunderstanding, which is rather odd because the Shabbos are handed down from Sinai.
Doctor, I'm not sure. I think you're going on two different things, but I'll answer both into one shot. Zeru Shavah can be handed down even if they're not available. The Arg Zeru Shavah, the Psukim of not available, and you can only use them for things that are logical.
Okay.
So the Zeru Shavah doesn't teach me a thing. Zeru Shavah will not teach me a thing about Aviv and Imai, because Zeru Shavah can be on Psukim that are not available.
It just simply opens a highway to use.
Correct. But the highway is not usable if you have a question. A Zeru Shavah that's not Mufna is a highway that's loaded with stones, and it's very hard to drive. You have to find a clear path, which is very hard to do on a highway, in those highways.
And that's the function of logic.
Again, right, in a Zeru Shavah that's not Mufna. Correct. So, again, the Torah has to write Lavi B'Imai, because the Torah is trying to teach me, don't make a drasha that Lavi yes and Imai not, Imai yes and other not. But there's no Messiah on that. Because if there were Messiah on that, then we can raise hands from Sukkim and the Torah and say, they're Messiah.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay, you can't do that. The Torah teaches me halacha. Okay, look to give my right term. The last line on page Mem Tesamet Aleph. Ulrikiva kol napshis meis loyavir lamali. According to Rikiva, what is a kol napshis meis by Kohen Gadol teaching me? This is a statement. This is not anything new that we didn't say yet. Because Rabbi Kiva had not addressed Kohen Gadol yet. I spoke out how Rabbi Kiva would address Kohen Gadol. Al Kol, Lafuke Rechaikim. Al Kol is coming to tell me an extra lav for Rechaikim. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, I don't need Al Kol Nafshis Meis. Why does it have to say the word Meis? Let it say Al Kol Nafshis. Rabbi Shmuel learned Nafshis Meis is one drasha. Rabbi Kiva said Nafshis Meis is two drashas. I don't need two drashas by Kohen Gadol because I know relative, non-relatives from Kohen Hedget. The Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedget. The answer is the Torah wrote an extra lav by Kohen Gadol. If he's metamba to a non-relative, he violated two lavin. One is a Kohen Hedget and one is a Kohen Gadol. He got himself two sets of malchus. Meis lafuke kreivim. And Meis is excluding kreivim. So all that Gemara just added is that according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Nafshis is an extra lav for non-relatives. No, you know non-relatives that he can't be metame to. You don't know relatives. How do you know relatives? So the answer is you're right. It's an extra word to tell me an extra lav. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's two lav for a Kohen Gadol. Akol lafuke rechaykim, belav are all the b'shnei lavin. The belav haikra yadinale, the legar b'kayin hedget. It's an extra pasuk. I don't need a pasuk for non-relatives by kayin gadol. It's an extra lav. Now, why is nefashais written plural? Why does it say akol nafshais meis lo yavai? Why doesn't it say akol nefesh meis lo yavai? Meis is singular, so it should say akol nefesh meis lo yavai. This is a side issue. Why is the Torah, by Nazir it says, al-Nefesh Meis? So why by Kohen Gadol did the Torah write Nachshoy Shmeis? This is a side issue. Nothing to do with Kripim and Rechaikim. This is asking, why is there a plural here? Lafuke revias dam shiyatsim mitam shnei mesim shimitami bayo. Now the word lafuke here is somewhere in the word lasuye. You can say to include or you can say to exclude. Depends which avenue you're coming from. It's saying that even if the revias dam came from two separate mesim, they combine.
How can you say exclude?
So the Rashi will explain how you say exclude. Shenemar, I'll call Shematamabayo. Shenemar, I'll call Nafshayis Meisbayabay. The plural is to tell me combination of dead. Now, how do you have combinations of dead? Half a revius from one and a half a revius from the other. Zok the Rashi. Nafshayis, Nafshayis, Lafuki, revius, Dama, Bamishne, Mason. So also the Tamala, the Deshina, Nafshayis, Bay, Mace. Beis nefashis, mishum meis echad, from one meis, dahin revius echad. Dein adin yochel l'chayis revius dam. You need a revius because that's the life of a person. He needs a revius of blood. And nafshis meis is to say, lafuke, kach katzim b'mitzah svarim, lafuke, revius dam. V'hitzruha mefarshim l'fruche, lafuke shlo yitamala. And the mefarshim have to struggle with the word lafuke like Rabbi Cohn is. What's lafuke? You're not excluding. You're saying it's usher. So they say to exclude, and that's included in the. It's a very difficult shot. Therefore, he says, the right time to lasuye. Lasuye should be top of the line. So the Rush agrees. Lafuke is a hard word to get into there.
Wrote exclude. I'm going to call him today.
Well, that's the girsa they had in the Gemara. They're not going to change the girsa.
Exclude the
girsa. First of all, I don't think you should call him, I think you should email him. And second of all,
he doesn't have email.
He makes sense.
Jay Sutton, he doesn't have email?
Oh, he has a smartphone.
Yeah.
The Torah from excludes the Kohen Gadol from contaminating himself even with the Kohen Lugavah.
Exactly. Exclude is really a hard word. Because you include the Isser. We're talking about the Isser. You include him in the Isser. Exclude, you have to go around your way. I'm not arguing with that. That's just. Rabbi Cohn is going to call Jay Sutton today, and it's a play. Yeah.
He's
not.
So the coin should be Musar allowed.
Why not?
We argue according to Rishon, they call it the
mission. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, why is it included here when it's not even going to Musar allowed on that? I don't know. Good question. Good question. Excellent question. I don't have a good answer. But we didn't get to there yet. But yeah, right. That's the next mission.
Less than that amount.
So I hope I clarified things. I tried.
But you know this stuff very well.
Thank you very much. I told you I'm the greatest.
I'm saying it now. So.
I want to put it on tape that I'm the greatest thing since sliced tomatoes. In case anybody didn't know it yet. Yes.
You
ready
to chart?
Article didn't make a chart? It should have made a chart.
The Hebrew article
has
a chart.
That's the way it should be. I charted it in my mind.
You did very well.
No, but I charted it.
Stop the Mishnah. Here we go. Elu tumas and now I want to make clear. Let me start. There's a lot of tumas in a matamba bayo, and there's some of them are matamba bayo, but a nazir doesn't have to redo 7 days and start over again. Even though he becomes tamei, for instance, I'll give an example without getting involved in a complicated case. I'm a tamei meis. I'm an avatama. I am a tamei meis. I am a tamei meis. And so are you, by the way. But that's besides the point. I'm a tamei meis. And I say good Shabbos to Reb Moshe. Right? He became a rishon l'tumah. I might also say good Shabbos to another. And I made
Shabbos.
What?
Said,
I shook his hand. I shook the hand of another. I said, Shalom Aleichem. He just became a ritual of Tumah from a mace. Does he have to now count 7 days, Tumah, bring a carbon, and start over again? He's Tumah. And he's not Tumah from Zivus or Negoim. He's Tumah from a mace. Indirectly, but he's Tumah from a mace. The answer is no. No. The Torah did not make him do this for a Tumas Meis through a Rishon, becoming a Rishon L'Tumah. No. Now, there's some things that will make him an Ava Tumah, and he still doesn't have to do the whole process of Nazir. And that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because most things that make him an Ava Tumah, he would have to do the process of Nazir Tumah, which means have 7 days, take a haircut, bring Kabbalahs, and start over again. There are certain exceptions to that rule, and the exceptions are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. They're not Sukkim. I don't think so, at least. And now the Mishnah is going to go through all the things that make him redo Naziris, that make him do Naziris Tumah. Everything, the Mishnah is going to have a whole list of things. That if he became tummy to these things, he becomes tummy, has to count 7 days, take the haircut, bring the kabbanis, and start again. These are the things that will cause that. Al Elu HaTumas Tumas HaNazir Megaleach. Megaleach is a code word of having to do the 7 days and the haircut and the carbon. Al hames, if he walks into a room where he touches a mace. V'agzayas min hames, even if he touches a piece of a mace the size of agzayas. Or he walks into a room where there's agzayas min hames. It's matama bayil. Or, now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. If he's coming for agzayas min hames, why do you have to say mace? Right? If any Xias of the mace can do it, so for sure the whole mace. So why did the Mishnah do this? That's going to be the Gemara's question. Xias Netzel. Xias of decomposed, no, not decomposed, liquid of a mace? What does he say? What? No, that's gel-like the next thing.
Gel-like substance.
What?
He says gel-like substance.
Sorry, I.
Gel-like substance. Vamole Tarvidrekov and a shovelful or a spoonful, what does he say?
Ladleful.
Ladleful, okay, thank you. Uses the third word. A ladleful of decomposed mace material.
Corpse dust.
Now, a la Shedra, if there's a backbone of a mace.
Touching or
oil? Oil. Either one. Either touching or oil. All these things are metamic oil.
Is it a liquidy thing?
No, it's a dry dust. What? Yeah, but you can't touch the whole thing. I'm not going to confuse people now. I have time to confuse them later. Val Shedra, a backbone. No meat, no flesh, just the backbone. Pure bone. Al-Gugulus, on the skull. No meat, no bone, no veins in use. No, it's very important to know that, because if not, it's Xayas Min HaMeis. I'm trying to give you a case of Shedra that has no Xayas Buster on it. Just pure bone. A skull, just pure bone. Al Eiver Min HaMeis, one limb of a mace. Val Eiver Min HaChai, Shiyesh Ala Buster Karoi. Or, an Eiver from a living person that has enough flesh on it that the limb would recover. If it doesn't have enough flesh on it that the limb would recover, it's not metame. This is a living person. A limb was severed. If the limb has enough buster on it that had it been attached, the limb would have recovered, then it's metame. If not, not.
I don't get that. Some people have severed feet.
I'm not talking about putting it back. Had it not fallen off, this amount of buster would have been there. Let's say it's missing buster. You have an Eiver Min HaChai that only has some flesh on it. But if the flesh would have been enough that had it been attached, the body would have regenerated, then this is an Eiver that if it's severed, is metame.
It would not have died off.
Would not have died off, correct. It happens to be severed. It's not regenerating now.
The Aver was separated.
Yes.
And had flesh on it.
That had it been attached, that flesh would have been enough to save the Aver. Achati Kav Atzamas, a half of Kav of bone fragments. Achati Lugdam, a half of Lug of blood. Now these are the two that are exceptions to the rule. Because even a fourth of a kav of gold is matama bayil. And even a fourth of a lug of blood is matama bayil. But for nazir, he doesn't have to redo the tumah. This is the two that you would not, usually you would say it's matama bayil, the nazir has to redo. These are two exceptions. It's only a half a kav of bones, and only a half a lug of blood, even though for tumas ayil, a quarter of each is enough. Amagan, touching any of those things we mentioned. Amasan, carrying them without touching. One can carry things without touching if they're in a bag or in a box. Valalan, or being in the tent with them. If he's in a room with those things. Any of those things that were listed. Ayo.
We just said the whole thing.
Did it say word Ayo till now? Did you see the word ayil till now?
Touching up until now?
No. So that's why the Mishnah is telling me it doesn't make a difference. Which of the three ways? It's listed all the things and said either you touch them or you carry them or you were in the same ayil as
them. Carry them means even though there's a bag.
Here. There's anxiety when I'm ace. The guy's carrying it. Not touching it. He's not in the ayil. He's outside on Taylor Road. And the anxiety when I'm ace is on top of this box. Or in the box.
I take it for granted that when they take out blood for samples, that doesn't mean anything. It's only dominant a mace.
Correct.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, was the skull an exception to the half calf?
Yes. Because
and does it have to be a
combination of, will the Rush say it here? It might say it in the Gemara. But at this point, yes, a skull by itself, no matter, regardless of the size.
And is it just a piece of the skull, or is it the does it have to be an entire skull?
But it could be a skull of a baby infant born one day old.
Oh, okay.
Now, these are the next list of tumas, which is one, is not matama bayil. And still the Nazir has to redo his Nazirah to be touched it or carried it. And that's Etam Kesaira, a bone the size of a barley, a fragment of a bone the size of a barley, is not Metama Bayo, but is Metama B'maga B'masa. Amagai B'masai. Al Elu HaNazir Megalayach, and all these tumas we listed, the Nazir takes a haircut, U'mazim B'shlishu B'shvi, and he does Hazar the third day and the seventh day. The Saisiris HaKaitman, it removes his previous Naziris. Doesn't start counting until he becomes Tahar. Now we hear there's a Shaila how to learn. Does he have to bring his Kabbalahs before he starts carding again? Or after he becomes Tahar, he can start carding again, and maybe Kabbalah is an extra sentence. He doesn't start counting until. Now, you can learn this Mishnah two ways. Achi Itayar, period. So he becomes Tahar. He becomes Tahar on day 7. On day 8. Or does the Mishnah mean he can't start counting till he becomes Tahar and brings his Kabbalah? The question is there a period there or not? That's what Gemara is going to discuss. So we'll leave it for the Gemara. Let's do the rush. Doug the rush. No rush. No rush in the Mishnah. None. I don't see any rush in the Mishnah. Yes. Now, look, okay, is it the fragment? That's all I know. From Beit HaPras.
Why is there a fragment over there?
It says it may be because they ground up the maize.
It's there, but it may have been
one of them. I think it's a fragment. You know, ask me where I know from. I don't know, but that's been in my mind. You thought differently?
I was mistook with that. I was looking for a raya, but I don't remember if I ever got a raya. Might be enough like this, but I don't know.
This is what I thought. Again, no raya. Okay. Now to give my right to Tana Rabbanan. Achar Pitarasis or Rameyer. When Rameyer was Nifter, Amalem Reb Yehuda L'Tamidav. Reb Yehuda told his students, do not let Rameir's people, your students, into my yeshiva. Ribnei's a kantarun in hain. They like to argue, but loyalum atayre hain bon. They're not interested in learning from me. They're coming to slug me up and show me I'm wrong. Meaning like this. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the way the Mepharshim explain it, I hesitate even to say it over, but Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda had different ways of learning. Rav Meir was a big charif and a mefalpel, and Rav Yehuda was very straight. Musan, the Gemara says, Musan, I forgot the words of the Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin, when it compares the thing, it says Rav Yehuda was slow and tedious and straight. He wasn't into the pilpul business. Rav Meir's Talmidim came from a yeshiva that you stood there and argued and questioned and argued, and then they would be going to a yeshiva that the whole Derech HaLimud was different, number one. And number two, who disagreed with their Rebbe multiple times? Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Rav Meir multiple times. So he said, I'd rather not have to go through this. Do me a favor. Remeir is talking to my wonderful people, but not in my yeshiva. That's what he said. No, they didn't go up to Derech. Gachet Sumchas v'nichnas. Sumchas, who was Remeir's Talmud Muvik, the closest Talmud of Remeir, got into the yeshiva, pushed himself into the Beis Medrash. Amar Lehem, he said to them, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sumchas said, Kach shonili Remeir. Remeir taught me the following Mishnah. Aleilu tumas hanazim migaleach. Al ameis, valgzayis min ameis. He quoted Remeir. Sumchas, who was not supposed to be in the yeshiva, who came into the yeshiva, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Remeir told me, meis and zayis min ameis. Our Mishnah. Amalem caused Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda got angry. Vamalem, loy kacham arikas l'cham ayich nisrael, you come to Remeir, tell me to Remeir l'cham. Didn't I say don't let him in? Does it make sense what he just said? Why did Remeir have to say Mace and Zayas ben Ames? If Zayas ben Ames works, for sure Mace. So see, he's making my life miserable. I would have never said that. I would have said Zayas ben Ames and I would have left it alone. Remeir said both. Makes no sense. And he came to get me all worked out. And that was the end of that conversation. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Yaimru, people will say, Meir Shachav, when Meir died, he couldn't answer. Yehuda caused, Yehuda got angry, and Yaisi Shasak, and I keep quiet. Tayra Madeyala, that means people will dismiss Rav Meir. They'll say, see, Rabbi Yehuda just knocked him off. Nobody answered Rav Meir. Nobody stood up for him. I was there, and I kept quiet. Yehuda was angry and didn't bother trying to answer Rav Meir. And Rav Meir is not here to defend himself. So what impression will people walk away that Rav Meir can be dismissed? So Rav Yaisi is going to go give an answer, but let's catch up with Rush. Dr. Rush, Alam Cheni Ba'alach is a Tzareni, Kach Shonu Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Lo Yishai No Gzayis Ben HaMeis. Rav Yehuda's Mishnah didn't have the word Meis. Fine, that's the end of the Rush. We'll meet Shem at the phone tomorrow morning.